From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Army Private First Class Jessica Lynch is set to return to the U.S. tomorrow. She'll be transferred to the Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Lynch, a prisoner of war in Iraq, was rescued by U.S. forces on April 1st and has been treated at a military hospital in Germany. Jessica Lynch is 19, from a small community called Palestine in Wirt County, West Virginia. It's a farming area with few jobs to offer, and as NPR's Noah Adams reports, with a strong tradition of military service.
Early in April, you expect to see the delicate green colors. But in Wirt County, West Virginia, it is yellow this week. Forsythia, dandelions, daffodils, and 1,000 yellow ribbons and clusters of yellow chiffon. And the signs Jesse found, praise the Lord, pray for the remaining troops. 16-year-old Nick Bush, out for a drive in a Toyota pickup that was his grandfather's, has been thinking about his future. College, he hopes, probably not the military, but he understands the attraction.
It's kind of unusual if you look at, like, you know, traits of, like, Appalachian people. They have, like, the suspicion of government, but they're the ones that were always fighting for the country. I find it pretty interesting.
Today's Army Sergeant Hargrove speaking. May I help you? Yes.
A U.S. Army recruiting center in a shopping mall in the city of Parkersburg, 30 minutes away from Wirt County. The recruiters often leave their desks and walk through the mall looking for youngsters who have energy and presence. They try to help a young person see the Army as the first step in a career. Computer science, aircraft maintenance. You'll get a sign-on bonus, and after 3 years, for example, the Army could have $33,000 waiting in your college fund. Sergeant Daniel Nightingale says the West Virginia volunteers usually want to be stationed on the East Coast. They almost see the Army as a way to stay home.
The schools around here close during Thanksgiving for hunting season, and you'll see a lot of them coming home because a lot of them are big into hunting and four-wheelers, so Thanksgiving's a good time to see all the people that you've enlisted.
Jessica Lynch went into the Army just out of high school. Her older brother Greg is also in the Army. Her younger sister Brandy soon will be. The military offers a job, health care, travel to young people in a county where the unemployment rate is about 15%. In the town of Elizabeth, the county seat, 6 miles up the road from Palestine, several young women are sitting on some stairs out behind a building. They're mostly 16 and under. There are seven of you gathered here on these back steps to what? Is it the store?
It used to be a dentist's office.
I think they should make it something fun for us kids to do because there's nothing to do around here.
Here, the only thing you do, you sit over there across from Exxon and count cars on the lot, in the welfare parking lot. That's pretty sad. It's not a hard decision to make to leave here. This is just a little place.
India Rodriguez and Donette Whited and their friends. Some of them said they might consider the military, others not. There is a factory in Elizabeth, West Virginia, and it is military work. The company is called Mustang Survival Manufacturing. It's based in Canada. The Elizabeth plant has 90 employees. They make aircrew coveralls, swimmers' dry suits, and flotation vests for underwater demolition teams. Before these are shipped, they're test inflated with a blast of CO2. Cheryl Woods is a Mustang supervisor. She says the workers have seen their products on television during the war coverage, and they believe in the company's motto, "We save lives for a living."
Every month we have the Navy come in and look at our AirSafe vests, and so every month our operators are sitting there waiting to hear, and you'll walk on the floor and they'll ask you, "How are we doing? What are they saying? Are they finding anything?" And, you know, they can't wait to hear the news that we passed again this month.
The Mustang Company expects an increase in orders to replenish military supplies, and they have openings for 12 new full-time workers. It starts at $5.40 an hour. The Army Recruiting Center has a quota for April of 4 active duty personnel. Jessica Lynch's brother, Greg, will soon be a member of the local recruiting team. He's been reassigned from North Carolina. Noah Adams, NPR News, Elizabeth, West Virginia.